went to my doctor yesterday. She said I seem to be okay. She said, Paul, you better look around. How long you think that you can run that body down? How many nights you think that you can do what you've been?
the song of the afternoon.
for joining us this evening. I hope you enjoyed yourself. Now the boys and I have one more number we'd like to play for you. I hope you stick around. These are the after hours. So my fellas in here, pour up one more glass of scotch. Stick around for a little bit. And all the ladies, what I want you to do right now, I want you to look me directly in my eyes. I can promise you this, I will be looking back at you, and I see you.
Toby, if you could hear me say something. Can you hear
Hello.
Me?
Hello.
Okay.
Howdy.
Okay. Now I got to get a nice little backing track going because the phones are actually working. Ooh. I think it was just Ricky's. Because I had a homie that called in earlier and we couldn't hear him on the air, but I hear you loud and clear.
Am I live?
Yeah, you're live. Well, hold up. Let me get a little, let me give a little intro. This is CKUT 90.3 FM, almost 3:20 in the morning. You're listening to Out of the Void here in Montreal. We've been listening to some good music, some funky music. I've just been drawing and playing whatever I felt like playing because I'm here alone tonight and just having a good old time. And hope those listening are, you know, feeling the vibe that I've been feeling tonight and enjoying the music that's been played. Anyways, we got a caller now, which is pretty sick. Some entertainment, some excitement in our lives. Who do we got on the phones right now?
We got a, my name is Toby David Curtis Mitchell.
Holy shit, Toby David names. Curtis Mitchell. Huh?
Yeah, I got four first names. Pretty insane. My parents were bastards.
Oh shit, hold on, Calvin's here. Hold on, Toby, just talk to the listeners while I go let him in.
Oh shit, alright. Hello everybody. It's Toby David Curtis Mitchell on the line. What would y'all like to hear? Okay, well, story? Alright. One time in Spanish class, I was causing a ruckus in the back of the room, and the Spanish teacher had nothing to do with it, so she moved me to the front of the class. Next thing you know, she got a fucking phone call. And she did the classic thing where, like, they take the phone, the whatever, the headset, and walk on the other side of the door, close the door behind her. And I took this opportunity to jump out the window. So I jumped out the window and sat there
Wait. All I've gotten from this story was that you jumped out the window. Can you,
You want me to go back to the beginning?
Yeah, please, please.
Yo, it's my
okay, mind. Yeah, so it was like... Oh, is it Calvin on the line?
Yeah, what's up, dog?
Hey, baby!
Yo, pull up.
Pull up. By the time I get there, this shit will be over.
To my crib, you ding-dang.
You got beers?
You hear that?
That sounds awesome.
Yeah?
I'll be there. As soon as I get off this fucking... as soon as I tell this story,
all right.
I'll bite my ass.
Continue.
Over.
Let Toby tell his tale.
Okay. So I'll go back to the beginning. So it was 11th grade, Spanish. I typically sat in the back of class, as per usual, as per my demographic. And, I was texting in class and shit. I was doing my usual nonsense, and the teacher was not having any of it. And I got moved to the front of class. She made me switch with this girl that was in the front row. And very shortly after this happened, she got a phone call. And like, you know, I don't know if, like, I assume that you're all the same age as me, so it doesn't matter, but, like, it was like the phone where the headset was like attached to the phone, like on the coil.
Yeah.
And every teacher, as soon as they got a phone call that was like very obviously personal, not work related, they'd like walk outside the door and close the door on the fucking coil.
Uh-huh.
And as soon as she fucking went outside the door, she's like, Toby, don't you fucking move. I mean, she didn't say the F word, but she's like, do not move. Stay in your seat. Like, don't go anywhere. As soon as she closed the door, I was like, I need to get the hell out of here. There's one door in and out. She was the gatekeeper. And there was a window. So I literally jumped out the window. It was like a floor and a half up
you
off
jumped
the ground.
Out the window.
No way, dude.
I climbed out the window and closed it. And I had no self-control. I needed to see her reaction. So I was just like holding myself on the like edge of the windowsill outside the window because I wanted to see her face. And she walks back in, and I've never seen someone look so shocked in their life. She was like, what the fuck? Like 3 minutes ago I told this kid to be in the front of class, and she was like looking underneath desks and shit, like, where the hell is this guy?
Man just disappeared, Chris Angel style.
So I jumped down off the windowsill outside, like went around, and I like knocked on the door to come into class. And the look on her face when she opened the door to me, with
your mind free,
pure shock,
yeah.
Confusion and shock, and like it's one of my favorite moments I have in my entire life. Just the look on her face when she opened the door was just insane. Insane.
That's a good tale.
Oh, yeah. I'm grateful to be able to experience that myself.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that. I really got, full picture of it just from your description. You're a great storyteller,
just, like,
Toby.
Honestly, hanging for borderline dear life, because it's pretty high. It was, like, almost two stories off the ground on the windowsill. Just, like, looking through the window, and the look on her face came back in the room and I was just missing from the front of class is just, oh.
What were your, classmates laughing?
That's probably one of the memories I'll see before, like, before in the life, my life flashes before my eyes before I die. That's going to be the end. That's going to be the fucking anchor before the lights are gone. It's just that look on her face, like, what the hell?
What'd your classmates say?
Oh, they were fucking homies. They didn't say a word.
They just kept the straight face, poker face the whole time.
Oh, yeah. They were fucking nervous because she was on a tear.
God,
she was also like 8 months pregnant, so she was like extra angry and like everyone was a little scared.
Damn. Thank you for sharing that story, Toby.
Yeah, that was fucking sick.
You're welcome.
That was great.
You're absolutely welcome.
How's your night been? What have you been up to?
I've just been chilling. I just like smoked a little bit of weed, had some drinks, had a bath.
Hey Toby, you know where I came from?
Eh?
You know where I came from?
Boda Boda?
Yeah, and then Sans Soleil, and then I went to Ping Pong Club, and now I'm here.
You went to Ping Pong Club?
Oh, shit!
Oh, yeah, also, yeah, for those listeners out there, whoever is actually tuned in right now at 3:26 in the morning, my friend just rolled in the room. Hi, Fred.
Hi, my name's Calvin. I would never miss an episode.
You're listening to C-Cut TV.
And you're listening to Paul, Station of Calvin.
Where's Paul?
Dude, Paul lacked, dude. Paul's like, ooh, I'm tired. I'm going to bed. I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to see Zach. So, yeah, now I'm here. I've never missed an episode.
Oh, I fully forgot this tonight. I should have just, like, moseyed my way over there.
Okay, well, mosey your ass on to my place, and maybe we can have a beer.
Next time.
In 2 weeks. Tune in.
Let Zach spin a track and text me.
Can I request a track?
Yeah, please do, and please give me a reason why you're gonna choose this track. Because I always love a story behind a song, and I know everyone's got a story behind a song that they love, so.
Well, this song is not the precursor to what I would like to request.
Okay.
What do you mean?
What I would like to request is Boom, 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 Boom by the Venga Boys. Just kidding. I Let a Song Go Out of My Heart by Duke Ellington.
Do you have a reason why you want to hear that?
Good question. I mean, it's been a song that's very dear to my heart for a long time. Reminiscing on the story from high school. The song that... I don't know. It's always the recurring song in my life. It's beautiful. It's amazing. Duke Ellington, legend.
Say no more.
Say no more. I'll throw it on the air. Well, before I put it on the air, once it goes on the air, this call is cut. So, you got any?
That's all right. I'll tune in.
You got any final
words
you want
to say?
I'll tune
in on my flight ride down to Calvin's house. Overlurk.
Overlurk.
No, yeah. Calvin, you got cigarettes or what?
I got enough.
You got enough?
Yeah. Enough for me and you, baby.
Anyways, if you want to call in like Toby just did and have like a little chat, you know, talk about whatever it is you want to talk about, call 514-448.
Every second Tuesday. From 3:30 to 3:45.
Nah, from 2 to 4.
Nah, because this show is going till 6 a.m., baby.
Oh, yeah.
Because we can't get enough of you.
Anyways, if you want to call in and have a little chat, call 514-448-4013. Repeat it again.
Oh, yeah, you're
going to
have a great time.
448-4013. We just had Tobias Mitchell call in on the lines. He requested a track. It's called I Let a Song Go Out of My Heart by Duke Ellington. That's what we're about to hear.
Tobias!
Shout out to Toby. You're listening to CKUT
90.3
FM. This is
on Paul TV.
Out of the Void.
Get ready to fall in love by someone who's listening.
Tayyip.
person in front of you,
at
no matter
3:30
who they are, look them in the eye and kiss them on the mouth.
Not yet.
All right. Nice to meet you.
Good night, Toby.
No.
I'll be back on the mic real soon.
And now If you love somebody enough, you'll follow wherever they go. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. If you love somebody enough, you'll go where your heart wants to go. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. I know if you've seen her, you tell me, 'cause you are my friend. I've got to find her and find out the trouble she's in. If you tell me that she's not here, I'll follow the trail of her tears. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. She would get mad and she used to say that she'd come back to Memphis someday. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. I haven't eaten a bite or slept for 3 days and nights. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. Well, I've got to find her and tell her that I love her so. I'll never rest till I find out why she had to go. Thank you for your precious time. Forgive me if I start to cry. That's how I got to Memphis. 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 That's how I got to Memphis.
Yeah. see conclusion in all this confusion of mine. Though you and I both know it's only the warm glow of wine. It's got you to feeling this way, but I don't care, I want you to stay. And hold me and tell me you'll be here to love me today. The children are dancing, the gamblers are chancing, they're all. The windows accusing the door of abusing the wall. But who cares what the night watchmen say? The stage has been set for the play. So just hold me and tell me you'll be here to love me today. And gone, but a few stars hang on to the sky. Well, the wind's running free, though it ain't up to me to ask why. But the poets are demanding their pay, and they've left me with nothing to say except hold me and tell me you'll be here to love me today. Just hold me and tell me you'll be here to love me today.
Honey, you've given me my and say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little boy like you. You always keep me guessing, I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a girl looks at you, it's for sure you're
to me that you know just what to say, but words are only words. Can you show me something else? Can you swear to me that you'll always be this way? Show me how you feel more than ever, baby. I don't wanna be lonely no more. I don't wanna have to pay for this. My list. I don't wanna be angry no more. You know I can never stand for this. So when you tell me that you love me, know for sure I don't wanna be lonely anymore. Now it's hard for me when my heart's still on the mend. Open up to me like you do your girlfriends. And you sing to me and it's harmony. Girl, what you do to me is everything. Make me say anything just to get you back again. Why can't we just try? I don't wanna be lonely no more. I don't wanna have to pay for this. I don't wanna know the lover at my door. It's just another heartache on my list. You love me, no, for sure. I don't wanna be lonely anymore. What if I was good to you? What if you were good to me? What if I could hold you till I feel you move outside of me? And what if it was paradise? Symphonies. What if I gave all my life to find some way of standing beside you? I don't wanna be lonely no more. I don't wanna have to pay for this. I don't wanna know the lover at my door. It's just another heartache on my list. I don't wanna be angry no more. But you know I can
could never stand for this. So when you tell me that you love me, know for sure I don't wanna be lonely anymore.
That was a good track. That actually slapped. No. CKUT 90.3 FM. This is Out of the Void, coming to you at about 3:55 in the morning.
And I'm Paul, and you're listening to Calvin at CKUT.
You just heard Lonely No More by Rob Thomas of Matchbox 20.
Rob Thomas.
What'd you think of that, Calvin? Your honestly, face when I turned that on.
Dude, it sent me back to like a weird time where,
right?
Dude, like a weird time where my parents being my grandparents listened to the radio. Where I grew up with that on the radio, and I mean, obviously I was dumb small, so I didn't know what the fuck was going on. But yeah, that was like a weird memory that was unlocked.
Right? Yeah, that was like one of those old kid radio tracks, and that's what I kind of just did.
Exactly.
I like threw
it
back
like
on
a weird track that you remember as a kid, but you don't know why.
Yeah, I just brought it back on the radio here, so it's like kind of reminiscent in that sense too, because it's playing out of the radio. I don't even know how I stumbled across it just now in my computer. I was just like, what would be a really weird random track to get on this show?
That and La Vida Loca.
Oh, Ricky Martin, Living La Vida Loca.
We can't do that.
I wish we could.
We can't do Ricky Martin no more.
Why? What happened with what would Ricky Martin do? Was he canceled?
Fucking, yeah, he's a fucking pedophile, dude.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
What happened?
Dude, check the story.
You don't know the story?
Dude, I know the story, dude. He was, like, touching his fucking underage cousin.
Whoa. God damn. Mambo number 5 is still a good track.
You know what else is another track? Monsters, Inc., dude.
Man, these are all tracks I would play, but sadly, there's only 3 minutes left in the show.
3 minutes is a perfect time to play one song.
I mean, I can't because I have a song that I have to close off with.
Oh, I already know what the fuck it is.
And we're going to close off with it in a second, but first, you got any closing remarks you want to make?
Ish? I don't know. I pulled up really late to this show, and I wish I didn't. But, no, I don't know. It's just nice to be here. And
always nice to have you.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, I'll make some little closing remarks. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Those that tuned in from the start or those that are just tuning in. Tonight's episode was a bit different. I was just vibing out a little bit, listening to music, less talking, just hanging out with all of y'all. And I hope anyone out there felt those hanging out vibes, you know. Even though I wasn't talking with you all, we were able to connect with one another over the music. So, tonight was fun. Tonight was chill. And
thanks for Toby for calling in.
Thanks to Toby for calling in. I'm sorry, Ricky, that the call didn't work. Thanks to Alex for tuning in, if you're still tuned in. And I'll be back here in 2 weeks for a regular old episode where I'll have some friends around the table. Actually, I'll be with Alex, who's in
charge. I mean, let's do this. Let's do this for like 4 hours one day.
I mean, I could try.
Exclusive spot.
Anyways, this was Out of the Void on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks
As
for
always,
being here.
See you next time.
Thanks for tuning in. We're about to close off with a nice old classic track of this show, of every show. Here's Herb Albert and the Tijuana Brass, Lady Fingers. Good night, everyone.
Welcoming each and everyone to the Full Circle Show. I hope you and your family will be blessed this morning. Special greetings goes out to Kaya Kindu and family. My thoughts and prayers goes out to each and everyone in this worldwide pandemic of COVID-19. This morning.